Jason, Dick, and friends. Good morning, my friends. There goes number one friend. Did you ever know that you're my Hajda? Assistant host, Nicholas Hajda. Good morning, buddy. What's up, my guy? What's up? What's up? What's up?
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah.
Yeah?
You're getting good, man. I'm messed up today, dude.
What are you messed up on? What happened?
I drank last night.
Oh, no.
What are you doing?
Come on, man. The Lord's away.
Be a responsible adult.
It's a weeknight.
We'll play.
Did you throw a house party? What do you mean the room lord's away?
No, I just drank by myself.
So what are you not allowed to drink when he's around? Tonight I can sit on the couch and drink whiskey from the bottle.
Two cats, man.
Our new friend, Roxy Castillo, joins us again this morning. Good morning, Roxy. How are you?
Good morning.
What about this guy? What are we going to do about this dude?
I'm the opposite. I'm feeling perky. Got 8 hours, maybe plus, of sleep.
Giddy up.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's. We'll break you of that. Not of the 8 hours. Keep that up. Just of this early morning perkiness. That's...
I don't know.
Or maybe you... You know what, Roxy? You seem like you might have... Perma perky power.
Yeah. She might be the one to break the curse finally.
Yeah. Ooh, I don't know, though. A lot of people seem perma-perky.
We've crushed a lot of intern spirits over the years.
Waking up this time every day. Now we've made it all sad. So you were just drinking at the house? Are you going to be all right? Is everything all right?
I think so. I think we're fine.
Okay.
You know what it was? It was the hubris, because I was starting to think, we had talked with your buddy Jason Jepson a while back at a Global, and he mentioned how he doesn't get hangovers.
So you were just trying to see you were a non-doesn't-get-hangovers person?
I dodged a couple of bullets since then where I was like, you know what, maybe I also have those superpowers, and I do not.
I don't believe those powers exist. Those people are liar people. Roxy,
Just drink water.
That's where I made my mistake.
Drink water in between your drinks.
I feel like
I had ice.
I can defeat even water. All right, with my hangover capabilities are like water. Get out of here. You need morphine.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know. I don't know about these. And don't get a hangover, people.
Yeah. Some days I get Jason a cup of water every morning so he can liquidify his throat. Yep. what is it? Your palate. Wet your whistle. All of these are better than the words coming out of my mouth.
Right.
And like some days it'll last like an entire week because he just doesn't touch it. And then like there'll be like that one Monday where it's gone as soon as I set it down. I'm like, oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, as well as those.
Drink.
That's the way that I operate, man. Yeah. Thanks for telling everybody my secrets, you jerk.
I'm sorry.
How dare you?
We're not on, right?
Headlines brought to you by Elder Mitsubishi. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. A new survey says 59% of Americans took on a new hobby during coronavirus pandemic times.
Don't make it drinking. Don't do that.
I know a lot of people upticked their drinking.
Yeah.
Somehow I drank less. I don't know what's up with that.
I hadn't been drinking and started drinking again during quarantine.
And it drove you back to the bottle?
Look, it was a tough time.
I understand.
It was a tough time.
I think that was the case for a lot of people. I don't know if drinking counts as a hobby. Did you guys adopt any new hobbies during Roxy, you said that you were super duper locked down, like you were staying at home all the time.
I
of course stayed at home. That I could.
You called in from your house for this show.
Listen, essential.
I'm an essential worker. All right, I had to be out there in the streets. Okay, people needed me out there punching the coronavirus right in the sack with my jokes and stuff.
Somebody had to smell them smells, man.
I did. We did. I did a couple weeks from the house.
How was the show
from the house? It was annoying, and I don't know. How was the product?
It was mostly okay. I don't know if Roxy has figured this out yet, but Jason likes to control things. So the fact that he had to just sit in his closet and couldn't control all the things, and I had to send us into the breaks and start the songs, and it was a disaster.
You think that I like to control things, okay? I'm so goddamn good at controlling things. That is just the optimal way to do it. It's not because I like doing it.
Was it do what you love and you'll never work a day in your life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe like that. Yeah, I should point out that the 2 weeks that I did from home, were the result of returning from what some would call irresponsible travel to Mexico during a pandemic. But it was like it was right at the beginning. Okay, people didn't know, and the CDC hadn't said, and the Donald Trump
said, excuses, look, you were listening.
Donald Trump checked my passport at the border and said, "Go ahead,
yeah, you're good,
go for it." Sorry, what did you do hobby wise during the pandemic, Roxy? Did you find new hobbies?
Picked up piano.
Really?
Yes. These nice. Tiny
awesome.
Little hands. Are learning how to play piano. Am I good? No. Do
okay.
I practice? No.
Okay.
But I have it. I can play the Do Re Mi song.
Nice.
And can you do some hot cross buns?
Absolutely, I can do some hot
it's
cross
my specialty.
Buns.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see here. That was on the list. The most popular hobby picked up during the pandemic: reading. Is that a hobby?
Aww.
Get out of here, nerds. With
for
your,
a lot of people,
good
yeah.
for
with
them.
With your books. Let's see. I guess playing an instrument's way down the list. But yeah, that's a good one because there were some times where I sat down with the guitar and I was like, maybe the pandemic time is where I'm going to get real good at guitar. And then I put it back up and I was like, nope, still not going to get real good. But good on you on the piano. I've been one to, I used to know how to play the piano like this much. And I was like, I should get that thing back out.
There's something about
examine that.
Being in your feels, sitting down at a piano and just finding notes that you're like, yeah, this is how I feel. This express, like, I get musicians now.
That
I'm not
beautiful.
A musician.
That is a beautiful artist thing to say, Roxy. Yeah, I'm not a musician either, but I'm not even capable of thought like that. I'm more just like, let's mash these keys and see what happens.
I would cough till I got off and then sit at the piano and just make noises that I like. So that's learning piano for me.
Yeah.
But no, that's good enough. Hey, I have a piano
I like that.
Now.
I feel like my hobby was coming up with ideas for hobbies that I would never follow through on. Like I was always like, oh, like I put a bench press in the garage. And so I'll usually work out at least like twice a week on that. So I guess fitness would be mine.
That was jogs. That was on the list here. Yeah, people adopting exercise. I guess you could say that's what I did, but I didn't do it out of boredom or no pandemic times. I just had to lose 100 pounds real quick.
Just trying to live.
Yeah. But I do. I hate myself so much, man, because now I've become that guy. It's like,
oh, for years, just complain.
If I don't get a good run in, all of a sudden I'm cranky later.
That's
and I'm like,
real.
I'm like, why am I in a bad mood? It's like, oh, yeah, you didn't get a chance to run today. I was like, you are the worst kind of person.
Whose hands are these?
God, I hate you. I hate you so much. Let's see. Of people who took on a new hobby, 53% said it landed them in credit card debt. That's not good. Did you have to buy a piano, Roxy?
I did, but it was from a friend, so it was...
Oh, okay. Is acceptable?
Yeah.
However, nearly half, 48% of people who took on a new hobby says they've now turned it into a side hustle and are earning money from it. So if your new hobby was delivering for favor, congratulations.
That's not a hobby for sure.
Congratulations. No, they say stuff like coding or photography.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe you'll write the song of our generation, Roxy, and this whole thing will have been, this whole thing would have been for good.
Oh, if I wrote the next We Are the World, to me, that's a song of a generation.
Now I'm wondering, are there people, because, yeah, Nick and I, man, we've been working the whole time coming to the office, so we didn't have time for hobbies. That's got to be a good excuse.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Did you decide back March 2020, hey, I'm going to do this, and now you still haven't done it? Tweet at us at JasonDickAF, because, yeah, I can imagine it. If I would have chosen a hobby, that would have been me. Unless it was like, hey, I'm going to watch Tiger King. That's going to be my new hobby.
We all did that hobby.
We got that one down. Good.
I've got like four or five musicals that I was like, you should do a musical about that. And I have not put down any pen to paper.
You were writing a musical?
No. I never made it that far.
But you have an idea for a musical?
That would be an awesome idea for a musical, yeah.
Can I have just the sampling of one of these musical ideas? No?
No. You'll make fun of me.
I know. That's why I'm asking to hear one.
It's Jason Dick and Friends on 101X.
Jason Dick and Friends. He's probably doing fine. Let me put the cheese curds in you, man. We have a Black Sheep Lodge gift card for you to win. Are You Smarter Than Jason coming up in just a moment.
Morning X Sports.
New friend Roxy Castillo is here. Sports brought to you by Pants. It's the Masters Golf Tournament getting underway today, Roxy. Who's your pick to win?
Green Jackets.
Green Jackets, always a winner.
He didn't make the field this
always
year.
Always a winner.
Yeah, at
home green jackets. At Augusta.
With a thumb injury. What do you get injured in golf?
We'll make our official golf Masters picks later on this morning. But you know who's not going to win is our guy, Tiger Woods.
Hey, it's Tiger.
No, Tiger.
He has many broken bones in his legs. Tiger Woods, who, had a pretty horrific car accident back in February. And yesterday, the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department finally gave us the intel, the juice.
They let us inside the black box.
Yeah.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
Don't drive fast, kids.
She's actually standing up.
Yeah.
I'm this excited.
Get it on.
How is Tiger?
Tiger. I guess people who have visited him, he's recovering at his home in Florida, say that he's in good spirits. But was not in good spirits the day his SUV was traveling 84 to 87 miles an hour. On a downhill stretch of a road outside of Los Angeles. They say it's a pretty dangerous, windy road. The speed limit is 45, and he was going 87.
That's so impressive.
That's more than the limit. You don't want to do that.
Speed limit on 35, what's that, 75?
Yeah.
We're not doing that. I get it, Tiger.
Okay, Grandma, 75. You're not going 80.
You know,
you're not driving.
I think I detailed this a couple weeks ago when we learned, Roxy, I'm an unfortunate slow driver, apparently. As I just realized that one day cars were whipping by me, and I'm like, who do you guys, what's going on here? Because I was driving 80, and people are just whipping past me. I don't pay attention to speed limits, okay? I drive what I think is the safe speed. Now, sometimes that means I'm going to drive 90, okay, on an open stretch of road. But there are some places where the speed limit's 45, and I'm like, that is not safe. I will drive 37. And Tiger should have adopted that mentality.
Yeah.
Because I bet you 87 didn't feel safe on that 45-mile-per-hour speed limit.
It's a shame you couldn't get up to one more mile, though. 88. Yeah.
For Back to the Future purposes.
Yeah.
Wonder what he should go back for.
The flux capacitor.
Do you think if he gets up to 88, instead of spinning out of control off the road, just the tires light up and the car disappears into a poof, and he shows up in 2007 and he hasn't cheated on his wife yet? And he's just like, I'm going to... Doc Brown is there and says, your kids, Tiger! Something's got to be done about your kids!
It would be his... he's not on speaking terms with his caddy. But just Tiger goes back in time and is like, hey, delete your voicemail, idiot! Delete them!
It's not a laughing matter because my guy was significantly hurt. 87 in a 45. They say he was going 75 miles per hour when his car hit a tree.
Oof.
Ow! And that's why you flip and roll like, what was it? It was like 700 yards or something like that. There's no evidence that he braked at any time during the wreck. I guess this is what we get from the black box, the data recorder in his car. They say that they believe Tiger inadvertently hit the accelerator instead of the brake pedal. Which I guess once you start out of control and you're panicking and you just slam your foot down.
I don't want to sit there and say, like, if I were in an 87-mile-per-hour crash that I would have clear faculties. Because, I'm just crapping my pants. But the whole, he stepped on the brake or the gas instead of the brake makes me think that he was still under the effects of some sort of, like, Ambien or thing. That there was something responsible for that.
Hold on. There's black boxes in our car. They can track what I'm doing in my car.
I definitely, when I saw that, I was like, hang on, what?
What?
Tiger was in a brand new Genesis. Whoever makes Genesis, I guess Genesis is the maker of the SUV. So maybe not all of our cars have the black box.
Maybe just the celebrities.
Fancy cars.
If you're driving a car that's, I want to say, less than 10 years old, it's basically a computer. You can hack it with an iPhone. And so I'm sure it's tracking all stuff.
They know what you're listening to in there, Roxy. They're going to tell on you.
Yeah, I'm listening to 101X in the morning.
There you go. B-hole rock.
Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department has pointed out many times that they believe there is no evidence of impairment or distracted driving. No traffic citations will be issued to Tiger. Now, they did not seek warrants for blood samples or his cell phone, which they could check and see if he was texting it at the time. Tiger's got a bit of a history with
if this is another Perkins waitress tiger. Come on, man.
Not that. I meant he's abused pills in the past.
Yeah.
Maybe that's something to inquire about, but they didn't do that. Tiger put out a statement thanking those who helped him and saying that he is continuing to, quote, focus on my recovery and my family, end quote, which is good. Look, my guy, lucky to be alive. Maybe I would have thrown out a, hey, kids, don't drive fast, okay? Slow down out there.
It's a great ad for Genesis, though.
People keep saying that. Because he's still alive, yeah. It's a good, great ad for Genesis.
Yeah.
Well, look forward to that new line of advertising. Buy a Genesis and drive twice the speed limit and survive. Right? We have a Black Sheep Lodge gift card for you to win right now. 512-835-1015. I need a contestant for Are You Smarter Than Jason? 512-835-1015. If you beat me, you're going to hook up Black Sheep Lodge.
Here's more Jason, Dick, and Friends. 101X.
101X, Jason, Dick, and Friends. There's a guy on YouTube. You guys seen this? Who just does covers of songs. If Blink-182 wrote this song.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's fun.
You know what I'm talking about,
yes,
Roxy?
Yes, I do.
He's so good. I'm like, why? You should be in a band doing your... And he probably is in a band that's failed. And now he's like, here's my YouTube opportunity. It's so good. Have you seen this, Nick? You know what I'm talking about?
I've seen lots of things like
that. I'm going to find you some. You know, the one I watched last night, If Blink-182 did Semi-Charm Kind of Life by Third Eye Blind, and So Money. He does the Mark Hoppus voice.
Third Eye Blind.
That's a band.
Okay.
Y2K's coming back, y'all.
Hang on, is it?
Yeah.
Is that good?
All the kids are wearing.
That's a real thing.
Yeah. Early thousands fashions.
Hold on.
We're going to get a second wave of pop punk.
Toss out them high-waisted pants, ladies.
Black Sheep Lodge, I'm coming back. We have your chance at a $25 Black Sheep Lodge gift card. Go.
Not only am I smarter than you, I'm smarter than every person that you know.
My brain is awash with theorems and profundity and abstractions.
I'm not an idiot, Woodhouse, unlike some people around here.
I'm a college man.
You're stupid.
Our contestant is, good morning, Jared.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Hi, Jared. I'm going to the hallway. Good luck, dude.
All right, Jared, we've got three trivia topics for you to choose from. You're going to pick one of those, and if you get more right than Jason, you will win that gift card to Haymaker, I think was what we said. That sounds right. And your choices are Canal Trivia, March Madness Trivia, or Famous Presidential Quotes.
Oof. Famous Presidential Quotes.
All right.
No one wants that canal.
They don't, and there's only like three canals. It's very easy. But you chose presidential quotes, and you're in the first one. So, I'm going to give you the quote. You tell me which president or thing or something like that. FDR reassuring Americans that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself was in reaction to what historical event? What was FDR talking about when he told everybody the only thing we have to fear is fear itself?
That's a great question.
Thank you. I agree. I mean, I have the canal trivia right here, man. We could switch. FDR.
Let's go canal trivia.
Yes! Yes!
This is terrible.
You convinced me.
Jared, right. Yes. I'm rooting for you, man.
The Suez All Canal right. is in what country? And then your hint is it connects the Mediterranean Sea to the Red Sea. But the Suez Canal is in what country?
Suez Canal is in Egypt.
That is correct. Number two, what U.S. president used gunboat diplomacy to get the Panama Canal built? Who was the U.S. president when we built the Panama Canal? And they used gunboat diplomacy to do it.
I have no idea, man.
Okay. Do you want to guess the president?
Theodore Roosevelt.
That's correct.
Nice.
And number three, what European city is famous for its extensive system of canals?
Extensive system of canals.
Mm-hmm. What European city? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You got a clue, maybe?
It's in Europe. It has lots of canals, and everybody talks about them.
Let's go with...
Mm-hmm.
In Egypt?
Egypt? No. Venice. Venice has the canals. Yeah, but hold on. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Get Jason back in here. And I forgot. Oh, Jared picked.
What are you guys doing in here? It took extra long today, I feel like.
Yeah, we're wilding out, man.
What, really?
It's fine. Don't even worry your pretty little head about it.
Okay.
You're just going to get mad and yell. But
what do you do, Roxy? What do you do?
We just switch topics in the middle. It's fine. Jared eventually chose canal trivia.
All right.
We got 2 out of 3.
Eventually chose canal trivia.
Yeah.
Okay.
We started to do famous presidential quotes.
But what happened?
The first one was hard, and I was like, I'll let you do
canal trivia.
Are you
going to change topics altogether?
I got to get rid of this canal trivia, man. It's been in here for way too long.
Oh, my God.
It's been in here longer. Wait, never mind. That's a tiebreaker. Number one, the Suez Canal is in what country?
Are you professional or not?
Hint, it connects the Mediterranean Sea to the Red Sea.
I remember that canal from the news a couple of weeks ago. And I was like, I ain't paying attention. And so what? There's some cargo ship that's all stuck there. Who gives an F? And then on like the sixth day, I was like, I guess I got to pay attention. So I read up on it. And then they freed the damn thing that day.
Almost immediately, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, what the hell? I could have skipped the whole thing.
It's not too late to blow it up.
I did not really pay attention to any of the...
Again, the Suez Canal is in what country? Hint, it connects the Mediterranean Sea to the Red Sea.
See, I feel like the canal's not in any of the countries, technically. It's in the water, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's water. There's no country in the water. Those are...
The water is the canal.
Those are international waters. That's not in a country. I don't know, man. It's got to be dense. It's got to... Sounds kind of like one of the...
Roxy, have you figured out that Jason is a geography master?
Yes.
Give me Spain, Bob.
Oh, Egypt.
God damn.
Yeah.
Well, what? Because it's got to go, the canal goes between something, right?
It goes between the Mediterranean and the Red Sea, yes, and it goes through
No,
Egypt.
But it's got to be land on the two sides of it.
Yeah, and they're both Egypt.
So it goes right through the middle of Egypt?
To the righter side of it, yeah, not the middle, but...
All right, if you say so, bud.
I do.
Whatever.
Number two.
Whatever.
What U.S. president used gunboat diplomacy to get the Panama Canal built?
Now we're talking gunboats.
Gunboat diplomacy.
No, I had to divert your signal there and say, hey, it wasn't on the up and up.
Panama Canal.
It's a dirty American politics that we've been doing for a long time.
Hey, save it for the podcast.
Shame on us.
Yep.
Give me. How many did Jared get?
Two.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think you are, Jared? Give me Roosevelt.
I need you to clarify.
God damn it! I was part of my strategy. I was like, I'm going to get two of them for one. I don't know, man. FDR, he was all New Dealed out, okay? He was about the banks.
Mm-hmm.
New
Dealed out.
Yeah. Did he care about canals? I don't know. All right. My instinct... was Roosevelt Sr., so I'm going to go with that one. I'm going to go Theodore Roosevelt.
They're not seniors, but yes, Teddy Roosevelt is correct.
Yeah, he's senior.
No, they're like cousins or something.
He's the senior Roosevelt.
Oh, okay.
He's the,
Yeah. All right, and number three for the tie, what European city is famous for its extensive system of canals?
Probably multiple cities is what I would tell you. But the answer is Venice.
That's correct.
Venice Senior.
I know.
Where's Venice?
Italy things. It's in Italy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get out of here, bitch. Oh, what are you trying to? All right, Jared. In the case of a tie, as we have here, I'm not sure which one of us cheated the game. Nick asked us a quantifiable tiebreaker question. Whoever's closest, you may go over, will be the winner. You think of an answer, I'm going to write mine down. Nick?
What year did the Panama Canal open?
Ooh. Okay.
I'm the skip. How many days was the ever given blocking the Suez Canal?
Hold on. Hold on. Just stop and think for a second. Stop and think. When the Panama Canal open? Okay. We got a bad guess down here, Jared. What do you think? When was the Panama Canal open?
I'm thinking 1835.
Okay. I'm going to go a little after that. I got 1896, Bob.
1914.
Take that, Jared. I was just trying to approximate when Theodore's presidency was. Is that it? Was in the early 1900s? Look, I missed it by 20 years. Yeah, what's 20 it's years fine. Now, 100 and something years later?
Yeah, okay. Facts, figures.
It's Jason, Dick, and Friends on 101X. 101X.